In this build-up to the Holy Triduum, we started on Sunday with the Passion, where we take on the words of those who passed judgment upon Jesus. When we proclaimed, "Crucify him." And it's intentional and beautiful, I think, that Mother Church does that for us. We take on the words of the accusers, of the judges. And today we have Simon, Peter, and Judas. Again, a little meditation tomorrow. Again, Judas has to remember, we put him up there. We put him up there. We did. Why? Why would our mother do this for us? To make us feel bad about ourselves? No, we already feel bad enough about ourselves. Nice long winter. No, not to make us feel bad about ourselves. Jesus is risen. But to make us understand a little more profoundly, when we look at his cross on Good Friday, that he said, yeah, you crucified me. You passed the judgment. You're Judas. You're Peter. You denied me and you betrayed me. And we don't see him on the cross wagging his finger. No, we see eyes of tremendous love that says, and I forgive you. And I raise you up. Remember that, I think, is what our mother is saying. Just remember. We can't even begin to imagine the extraordinary lengths that Jesus has gone for us. The mercy that is in it for us. We are Judas. We are Peter. We'd have done the same, most likely. And we cried out, crucify him. And he said, and I will save you. That's extraordinary. And just to have a glimpse again at that crucifix on Good Friday, we prepare our hearts by entering into the sadness of our reality of our sin to be amazed at the extraordinary measures of his mercy. You crucified me. You betrayed me. You denied me. And I forgive you. And I pick you up. And I will raise you up. What a glorious week. Let us enter deeply into the reality of our sin, only to be amazed then at the reality of his love, which completely redeems us and washes away all that sin, regret, denial, betrayal, and gives us new life and new hope.